So I had to clean my memory to get the audio working again. I hope it works now. So after doing this about 10 years, you start to see a repeat pattern. And what happens is channels will take what you say and then they rehash it and make it sound like it was from them. And you know, it's okay. As long as the truth's going out. But here's what happens. You listen to them and they're not speaking the truth. They're going against the truth. And so you say, So there's agents at every level. There's agents. Here's the deal. There's agents listening to your channel who rehash it. They might be witches, warlocks, legalists, New Age. They might be, they're agents of the system, whether they know it or not. If they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. And so they reject the Bible. They reject the truth. They come up with their own ideas and own way. And so when you go and you listen to these people, it's like, I'm done. You know, people that claim to be saved and then they speak contrary to the word and actually call the word of God a cartoon. You're done. Just done with them. They're history. To never listen to them again. But what's happening is, this is happening your whole life. The more you rightly divide the word of truth, the more you start to see how it was the whole system's against the Bible. The whole system's against the word. Not just the written word, but the living word. The whole system's against Christ and his word and his body and pulling people out and people having a sound mind. If you have a sound mind, what can they do? Nothing. And that's what they want. From the day you're born, they're attacking your mind to try to keep you in delusions and illusions and fake reality. And so the devil's got multi-levels for every person. And when you cut one off, another one comes out of the woodwork. When you cut that one off, another one comes up. They always try to come up, and they always try to say stuff. It's kind of like a drug dealer or something. See somebody and says, oh, I wonder what their weakness is. So the Jesuits create this system. And they learn all the doctrines of all the people. And they try to put you in that little box. And they try to find something that, some lie that you're going to believe. The devil's always trying to find a lie that you're going to believe. Because if they can get you into a lie, what does it do? It brings death. So they're trying to pull you into death, pull you into delusions, pull you into lies. And so, it doesn't matter if it's Jezebel, Delilah, narcissist, legalist, it doesn't matter, cult leader, you know, New Age people, Oprah, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. YouTube, Yahoo. Do you understand you're being harassed by Yahoo and Google? These notifications are harassing you. They're badgering you. And if you take the word badger and you look it up, what does it do? It leads to the fact that they're trying to stress you out. To badger, to pester, means to kill, to stress. They're trying to pester you to death. That's why they say pester you to death, because that's what it means, to kill you. Pester, look it up. I'm not kidding. That's what it means. To pester you to death, to take away your peace and stress you out. Long story short, the game is on, and it's always on. You might have a two-day break because they're reconfiguring, trying to find something. And when you see one of the agents that claimed to be saved and they weren't, because they're attacking the Bible, when you finally see that it's an agent and you really listen to what they're saying, you realize it's always about, they want you to think you're God, right? Instead of Jesus is God, they want you to think that you're God. And that's, they're so subtle. They're pulling people in with a very subtle Jesuit mind game. These people are not playing. They have actually, these are high-level agents. These are high-level agents, and it's real.